You're listening to SBS News.
It's a breach that has sparked nationwide security concerns, with personal details of almost 40% of the Australian population stolen. And now, the Optus data breach is calling into question the suitability of the country's privacy laws. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says Parliament is considering urgent reform before the end of the year.
We're looking very closely at the way in which the Privacy Act has worked. We know and we've said for years that there needs to be reform of the Privacy Act. Regrettably, the former government simply sat on the need for reform, the need to bring the Privacy Act into the digital age.
The Attorney General believes harsher penalties are needed for organisations that abuse user data.
For too long, we've had companies solely looking at data as an asset that they can use commercially. We need to have them appreciate very, very firmly that Australians' personal information belongs to Australians. It's not to be misused. It absolutely has to be protected. And if the Privacy Act is not getting us those outcomes, then we need to look at reforms to the Privacy Act.
Mr. Dreyfus has also indicated changes to data retention laws, so that companies are made to dispose of user information when they no longer have a purpose for it, such as when a customer leaves a provider like Optus. While authorities work to fix the immediate damage caused by the breach, customers are being warned of further consequences. Financial Services Minister Stephen Jones is urging Optus customers to contact their bank if their information may have been compromised and not to click on any unknown links.
There'll be a long tail of impact of this data breach. We know that fraudsters, we know that scammers are already onto it. Whether they have the Optus data or not, they're attempting to impersonate Optus, they're attempting to impersonate licence providers, they're attempting to impersonate government and government agencies. So the message to consumers is to be cautious.
While the government are continuing to work with banks and regulators, Stephen Jones says Optus needs to shoulder the costs and the blame. He warns that once the emergency period is over, there will be investigations into the telecommunications giant to understand how such a mass breach occurred.
Overwhelmingly, this is Optus's mistake. This is Optus's stuff up, and it's up to Optus to rectify the customers, and it's up to Optus to ensure that any cost arising out of this is compensated by Optus and not by the government or other government and the regulators.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese agrees, telling 5AA Radio that Optus needs to reimburse customers for any necessary costs, including passport replacement bills.
Taxpayers shouldn't pick up the bill here. That's what the coalition called for, and I found that rather extraordinary, that here we have a clear failure to ensure that people's personal details were kept secure, and the taxpayers shouldn't pay for this.
Taxpayers are indeed already feeling the squeeze as cost of living pressures continue to rise ahead of October's federal budget. The PM admits that with the national debt of $1 trillion left by the Morrison government, along with rising inflation and interest rates, the pressures on Australian households will not ease immediately.
The former government had no economic plan going forward for Australia. We do, my government does, to take pressure off households through cheaper childcare, cheaper medicines. That legislation passed the House of Representatives this week by embracing the cheapest form of new energy, which is renewables, and making sure that that can drive cheaper energy, not just for households, but for manufacturers as well.
It comes as Federal Resources Minister Madeleine King confirms she will not trigger the Australian domestic gas supply mechanism. Doing so would force gas exporters to divert more of their product into the domestic market, an option that currently expires on October 1st. But Minister King says she has signed a new heads of agreement with the three big LNG exporters on the East Coast, which she believes should help stabilise the domestic market. She says the agreement should increase domestic supply and bring down gas prices for Australians without hindering international trade.
I want to state very firmly and clearly that Australia will always be a trusted and reliable trading partner and a safe place to invest. The Albanese government is committed to ensuring affordable, reliable and secure energy for Australian households and businesses.
Brooke Young, SBS News.